N0TRKB4CBA. Oh, I got the goods and I'm headed back to the house. Tell you what, it was a lot of traffic today. I think the whole trip and especially from Columbia to Greenville, but even from just coming up, 26, it was pretty crowded, and of course my wife didn't get in a hurry, so it's a little frustrating for me, but she handles it a lot better if she's driving, so I just let her drive.
Probably the best, idea, Dave. Bernice early this morning said something about, well, ain't nothing to do today. Let's go to Sam's because we need some stuff from Sam's. And I said, you do realize this is Sunday, don't you? And she said, oops, forget that. Monday's about as bad at Sam's Club over at Spartanburg. Spartanburg's getting as crowded as it is down on Woodruff at times. But it's pretty easy to drive over there for us, and a lot better than going down to Sam's in Greenville. So we go over there, but not on Sunday. Tuesday and Wednesday's good days for us retired folks. But Spartanburg, my goodness. It's just unimaginable the number of townhouses and whatever, all the way in on 29, both sides of the road.
Well, that seems to be the the going thing. everywhere you look, if there's a speck of dirt, they're building something on it. It's like, look, there's a piece of dirt. Okay, let's put some apartments up there. They just cleared a bunch of trees out there at the back of the lot of the sports club. And so it's a huge area and, several acres. I don't know. I couldn't even tell you, but it's a big, big area. And so we inquired as to what they were going to build there, and apartments. And I was said, I'm shocked.
REIGHT, right. That's what I say for a skeptical right. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I was talking to Patrick the other day, and I told him we went up to Golden Corral there in Cherrydale, and something was mentioned about the homeless down here. He said, "Oh, you just go north of the Golden Corral to that stoplight and turn left, and then you go down that road." And he said, "There's dropping off two busloads of illegal immigrants up there every week," I think he said. And don't quote me on that, but a lot of them. And then it was on TV, and they confirmed what he was saying. And there's tent cities all alongside the road up there. I thought that was just for the bigger places, you know.
Goodness, I had not heard that. I know several years back, they used to have a tent city under the, I don't know the name of that road now, but that new bridge they built that goes into downtown, God, what is that? I can't think of the name of the road, but anyway, and they made them all move out. I don't know where they went, but, it's just, it's really sad, but that, you know, some people are there by choice, and some are there, you know, because of their situation they're in, you know, just had some down on their luck or that kind of thing. And it's, I don't know, it's really a sad situation. But anyway, well, I am pulling in the driveway here, so I'm going to say 73s, and I'm going to eat me some chili. So you have a good evening, and Bernice, make him behave, and we'll talk to you later. Clear after yours, KB4CBA, 73s.
Yeah, we can be thankful for the rain we got today, because it hadn't rained in a little while up here. Now I'm showing 6,100, so that's good. Well, enjoy your chili, and I'm going to enjoy my stuffed peppers here in a little bit, and have a great day. KB4CBA and 0TR Clerk.